From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. 3 months ago, Hurricane Ike devastated the Texas coast, and parts of the coast are still a mess. That includes Chambers County, where a 30-mile-long pile of debris is festering with mold, dead animals, and hazardous waste. As Laurie Johnson of member station KUHF reports, locals are fed up with the federal response to the disaster.
About a 90-mile drive southeast of Houston, there's a tiny place called Smith Point, or as some of the locals refer to it, the end of the world. The small peninsula that juts into Galveston Bay ended up as Hurricane Ike's dumping ground. A backhoe clears away massive chunks of storm debris, and it's no easy task. This mound is 7 feet high and stretches 30 miles.
You stand here and you look at this, you're seeing, you know, people's lives.
Ryan Holzoffel is Emergency Management Coordinator for Chambers County.
That water just brought it in and it left it, except we're not talking about grass or seaweed. We're talking about refrigerators, hot water heaters, roofs of houses, and lawn chairs, recliners, children's toys.
A small white and blue fishing boat, the Miss Brenda, lies stranded in the brush. Workers often come across snakes and alligators hiding out in the piles, and literally thousands of mosquitoes swarm around, making the work here miserable. And county officials have to figure out how to clean it up.
Even at an estimated $40 million just for these debris piles, if we had to pay 25% of that cost, you know, it's easy to do the math, it would be $10 million, and we don't have that kind of money in our budget to do that.
FEMA will reimburse the county for all the debris removal, but only for the next 5 months. It'll take an estimated 8 months to finish. People here say FEMA took too long to come through with the money and aren't providing enough to pay all the bills. Locals like Maria Cabrera don't understand why it's so complicated to get help from the federal government, especially after the lessons learned from Hurricanes Katrina and Rita 3 years ago.
They were concerned about, you know, being healthy out here. There's too much debris, you know, dead animals, stuff that stinks. The moldy walls are sitting there in ditches, and you walk by them, and it hurts your nose because you can smell it. It's kind of crazy how they're concerned about one thing, but yet they're not doing anything to resolve it.
At the popular Panther Tracks Cafe, Russell Easer has finished his lunch and nurses a glass of iced tea. Easer is a friendly man with a bushy beard and twinkling eyes. But when the subject of FEMA comes up, he looks angry.
They gave the people, I think, a lot of false hope. It was like a little bit like the carrot was dangled in front of them. Okay, when it came time to put up or shut up, just jerk the carrot away.
He says it's easy to sit in Washington, D.C. and make decisions about people's lives.
When you see a pair of baby shoes that are tied together, or the little Crocs, because I saw those. That's a family. That's a child. You can't put a dollar figure on them. And that seems like where we've gotten.
Easer says people here are fed up with the bureaucratic delays and red tape. And he says some folks are wishing FEMA would never have shown up in the first place. For NPR News, I'm Laurie Johnson in Houston.